I didn't know whether, when putting the list together, as we were just saying, it was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And for some reason, this wasn't on there. And I was on my way in today. I spoke to my mum and I said, I'm really excited. I'm going to do Tracks of My Years. And she goes, well, I hope you put Thriller in. And I went, why? I haven't. Why should I? Because when you were a kid, you used to come running into the kitchen, sliding along the floor, singing Triller, because I couldn't say Thriller. And I think my brother used to make me watch the music video when I was an infant because of the werewolf scene, and he used to probably like the fact that I used to cry afterwards. Right. But, just a huge, huge MJ fan, and what a great song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yellow by Coldplay is the next choice of Ben Montague. Why is that there?
Well, it's funny because that album, sort of Parachutes, is, I think, a blueprint for just great songwriting and great feel. For me personally, when it came out and I first bought the record, it kind of just opened up a whole world of how to write songs in a slightly different way. Chris Martin being such a genius songwriter that, yeah, I was just addicted to it. Every song on there, Shiver, was one of my favourites. But in particular, I chose Yellow just purely because for my album, Tales of Flying and Falling, I got to record it down at Rockfield, and I recorded it in the same room that they recorded Parachutes. And apparently my producer, Dave Eringer, he said to me that when they were recording Yellow, Chris Martin was writing the song and he went outside, and in Rockfield, it's in Wales, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere, and at night the stars are like little yellow dots everywhere. I mean, it's just, the view is incredible. And apparently the lyric, look at the stars and how they shine for you, that was where that came from.
So were you inspired similarly?
I was inspired, yeah. The fact that I was I got to play the piano where Oasis had done Don't Look Back in Anger, I got to play on that piano,
right.
And also to sing on the same mic that Chris Martin sung on, it was pretty cool.
Pretty good indeed. Here he is.